Resurrection was fighting talk. It enabled Jewish revolutionaries to stand before the emperor or his representative and defy him. Resurrection meant, you can take my life if you want, but I will be back, and my side will win. The role of the Messiah, as people saw it, was to kick out the Romans and re-establish the kingdom of God. And as we saw last time, this was intensely political. Jesus spoke with his disciples for 40 days about the kingdom of God. Let's go back to Peter's speech on the day of Pentecost. Peter talks about David, the great king of Israel. God promised David that one of his descendants would sit on the throne. Now we know from Luke's gospel that Jesus is a descendant of David. So here's the big announcement. God has resurrected Jesus. Jesus is raised from the dead. And there are witnesses who are ready to talk about it. Therefore, Peter says, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. And this Jesus is now pouring out the Holy Spirit. He sits on the right hand of God as Prime Minister. Now, these are outrageous claims. If you find them hard to take, yes. And if you've grown up with them, you may not realise quite how outrageous they are. Jesus has been raised from the dead to sit on the throne. Now, please understand this, that what happened to Jesus is not normal. Jesus' usual way of describing death was that he likened it to falling asleep. The time of sleeping is a time when the body decays and rots, but the spirit is kept safe with God, waiting for the day of final resurrection. But that's not what happened to Jesus. Jesus is already resurrected. Jesus already sits at God's right hand. So here we are on the day of Pentecost. The disciples are speaking languages they do not know. Everyone hears people praising God in the language of the place they have come from. The message is going out. This is the kingdom. This is going to go far. This is about God establishing his rule on the earth. Imagine if you were in Peter's audience. Imagine that just over 7 weeks ago you had joined in the chanting, crucify him, crucify him. Imagine that the one you plotted against was now in the position of supreme power. I think you'd be scared out of your wits. If you did that to Jesus, you might think, what was he going to do to you? So you realize that resurrection is saying, Jesus is back. Jesus is going to win. Jesus is Lord. That's the message of Peter's speech, and it's true, whether we are on his side or not. Please do come back for the next part tomorrow.